The tavern was a special place in colonial America. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Vaughn Scribner, assistant professor of history at the University of Central Arkansas, explores the history of these pub, lick places.
In 1710, a British captain exclaimed, "Upon all the new settlements the Spaniards make, the first thing they do is build a church. The first thing the Dutch do upon a new colony is to build them a fort. But the first thing the English do, be it in the most remote part of the world, is to set up a tavern." He was right. 18th century Britons loved the tavern. And since British American colonists believed they were creating a new world in North America, they also believed they needed their beloved taverns as central building blocks of a colonial American civil society. From exclusive city taverns to seedy, disorderly houses, urban taverns were wholly ingrained in the diverse web of colonial American life. By the mid-18th century, urban taverns emerged as the most popular, numerous, and accessible public spaces in British America. These shared spaces, which hosted individuals from a broad swath of socioeconomic backgrounds, eliminated the notion of civilized versus uncivilized individuals and dismayed the elite colonists who hoped to impose a British-style social order upon their local community. More importantly, urban taverns served as critical arenas through which diverse colonists engaged in an ongoing act of societal negotiation. My research demonstrates how colonists' struggles to emulate their British homeland ultimately impelled the creation of an American republic. This insight reveals the messy, often contradictory nature of British American society building. In striving to create a monarchical society based upon tenets of civility, order, and liberty, colonists inadvertently created a political society that the founders relied upon for their visions of a republican America. This is not to argue that independence was inevitable. Rather, a fuller understanding of America's unexpected independence demands a deep analysis of mid-century colonists' societal dreams and, perhaps more importantly, anxieties. Everything and nothing has changed.
That was Vaughn Scribner of the University of Central Arkansas. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.